This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived at the Pentagon, where he was greeted by U.S. Defense Secretary Austin. He first visited the U.S. Congress, where he met with members about continued funding.
There was a single sentence that summed it all up, and I'm quoting him verbatim. Mr. Zelensky said, "If we don't get the aid, we will lose the war."
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Zelensky will later meet with President Biden at the White House. India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widens. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
The suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday voted to block consideration of a sweeping military funding bill for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, further clouding the outlook on a separate temporary funding bill to avert a U.S. government shutdown at the end of the month. Nine people were killed and several injured in an ambush by unknown assailants in northern Ghana on Thursday. According to the head of the local district, the attack took place near the border with Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. The head of the Central African Republic on Thursday accused the West of triggering the migration crisis on his continent by pillaging its natural resources through slavery and colonization. Taking the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, he addressed the migrant crisis on the Italian island of Lampedusa, where thousands of African migrants arrived last week. He said these young people, who symbolize the present and future of our continent, are desperately seeking to join the countries of the European continent in search of an El Dorado. A European Union report obtained by Reuters News Service warns that by 2030, Europe could become as dependent on China for lithium-ion batteries and fuel cells as it was on Russian energy before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Henry Ridgewell in London says there will be a summit in early October on Europe's economic and energy security.
Europe is taking steps to develop its own battery ecosystem, such as the European Battery Alliance, which tries to stimulate investment, research and development. France opened its first electric car battery factory in May.
L'objectif, ce n'est pas qu'il y ait uniquement des usines de batteries. Il faut que nous maîtrisions l'ensemble de la chaîne de valeur.
China is investing heavily in sourcing raw materials such as cobalt, lithium and manganese. Beijing opened a $300 million lithium processing plant in Zimbabwe in July. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Thursday he had proposed a visit to Washington in November to meet U.S. President Joe Biden. He also invited Biden to visit Mexico. Rupert Murdoch has stepped down as chairman of Fox Corp and News Corp, ending a more than 70-year career during which he created a media empire spanning from Australia to the United States.
Fox says 92-year-old Rupert Murdoch will become chairman emeritus of both Fox and News Corp. Murdoch started with one newspaper in Australia that he inherited, and he created the first network to successfully challenge ABC, CBS, and NBC. Murdoch also founded Fox News Channel in 1996. His son Lachlan will become chairman, as well as continue to serve as chief executive officer. Murdoch says he will be involved every day in the contest of ideas in his new role. Lachlan Murdoch says his father will continue to provide valued counsel to both companies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Get more news 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.